This is Jeff's Vocabulary.com, and today's two GRE words,
stigma
and
tendentious.
And as always, we have a review question to test your vocabulary knowledge, and we announce today's Flash Guard winner. But now, let's get started with our first word, which is the word
stigma.
Stigma. The disease AIDS no longer seems to have the stigma attached to it that it had a decade ago.
Stigma.
There is a stigma associated with low-income food programs.
Stigma.
Being an unmarried mother no longer carries the social stigma that it used to.
Stigma.
Stigma is spelled S-T-I-G-M-A.
Stigma.
What does it mean? The noun stigma means sign of social unacceptability. With a stigma, there is a strong lack of respect for someone because they have done something society does not approve. The related verb is stigmatize. Example, people should not be stigmatized on the basis of race. Okay, another example sentence. There is no longer any stigma to being divorced. If there is no longer a stigma to, for instance, being divorced, it means there is no shame or disgrace or dishonor. Those are all good synonyms. Two good antonyms, honor or credit. Great stuff. Let's move on to our second word of the day.
Tendentious.
And that's the adjective tendentious.
Tendentious.
Phil's account of the events was tendentious, not to mention inaccurate.
Tendentious.
Luckily, Phil's tendentious statements no longer anger his friends and family.
Tendentious.
The tendentious talk show host used his show to promote his political ideology.
Tendentious.
The adjective tendentious is spelled T-E-N-D-E-N-T-I-O-U-S.
Tendentious.
What does it mean? If someone is accused of being tendentious, it means they're trying to influence opinion. If you are an anchorman or a journalist, you cannot be tendentious. You have to be impartial, unbiased, or neutral. Tendentious is a great word to describe any information, like a statement, lecture, or written work, that is clearly biased and trying to influence people and convert them to the speaker or writer's beliefs. If something is tendentious, it means it has the tendency towards something and wanting to influence others to agree with their viewpoint. We already heard some antonyms like impartial or unbiased, some synonyms, biased and partial. Okay, time for a review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
sunder?
Sunder.
Sunder.
Sunder is a verb and it means to forcefully break something apart, to separate, divide, or break. Example sentence, the controversial issue threatened to sunder the government.
Sunder.
Great stuff. And that's it for today. Today's Flashcard winner is Betty. Congratulations. Go to justvocabulary.com and play the online quiz to test your vocabulary knowledge. You might even win a prize. One of the prizes is a free Flashcard session, and you can register for free. For now, I'm your host, Jan, from Cape Town, South Africa. Have a good one.